Well, today is September the 25th, 2012. On a Tuesday morning, my name is Kevin Williams, and you're listening to Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for choosing to start out your day with us today. And we're going to continue with what we've been reading through and worshiping through for the past couple of days. And we're going to continue in Psalm 149 this morning. That's Psalm 149. Let's start in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, making melody to Him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people, and He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and the two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. You know, this psalm, particularly the last couple of verses that we read, have been a source of much confusion and also have been the source of much abuse just in the different battles that that people of Christ have waged war with. And so I want to read something this morning from Matthew Henry. Where he talks about these last four verses in verses 6 through 9. I think this puts them in some light for us today and how we are to respond to these verses as people of the new covenant. Matthew Henry says this in his commentary. He says, some of God's servants of old were appointed to execute vengeance according to His word. They did not do it from personal revenge or earthly politics, but in obedience to God's command. And the honor intended for all the saints of God consists in their triumphs over the enemies of their salvation. Christ never intended His gospel should be spread by fire or sword, or His righteousness by the wrath of man. But let the high praises of God be in our mouths while we wield the sword of the Word of God with the shield of faith in warfare within the world, the flesh and the devil. The saints shall be more than conquerors over the enemies of their souls through the blood of the Lamb and the word of His testimony. The completing of this will be in the judgment of the great day. Then shall the judgment be executed. Behold Jesus and His gospel church, chiefly in their millennial state. He and His people rejoice in each other. By their prayers and efforts, they work with Him, while He goes forth in the chariots of salvation, conquering sinners by grace, or in chariots of vengeance to destroy His enemies. I love that where it says that the Lord for us goes forth in chariots of salvation, conquering sinners by grace. Lord, today, Lord, as we read this psalm, Lord, I pray that for us, Lord, as it says in verse 1, Lord, that we would sing a new song to You in the assembly of the church. Lord, that we would be glad in our Maker, that we would rejoice in our King. Lord, that we would know that You take pleasure in Your people, that You adorn the humble with salvation. Lord, as well, Lord, against any scheme of the enemy that would surely try to make its way into our hearts, into the hearts of our family, Lord, we bind those things this morning in the name of Jesus. The only name that can bind anything is the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray today that you would, Lord, give us a deeper understanding of what your name is to us, what your name means for us. It means salvation for us. It means life for us. It means life abundant for us. It means the ability to know you intimately, Lord. So, Lord, we praise you today. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we declare that your name, Lord, is a strong and mighty tower. Nothing has the power to save but your name, Jesus. We sing this out. This morning dawns and evening fades. You inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. For your name
by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time. God alone. You're the only God whose name in praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God, yes, that's just the way.
Lord, may your praise be in our mouths today as we go. Lord, may your praise be in our mouths today as we work. Lord, as we study. Lord, as we care for others, Lord. Lord, may all these things be acts of worship to our Maker today. Jesus, be honored in our lives today. We love you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.